Hey folks, Tim Miller here. Can coffee help you win a gunfight? Got a cup of coffee. He quickly is approached by two thugs, both armed, claiming that they're going to rob and or kill him. So he's not having any of that. Watch how he draws, fires, and then actually goes into a little pursuit. Because he is not going to let them into his house. He is not going to let them get to his family. He has been prepared and trained for this moment. And here it is. Watch what he does. He spins. He throws the coffee. Then he gets to his weapon. And folks, he fires quickly and causes two armed folks to take off running. Now, the reports don't state whether either was hit, but the good news is they got the message. You see, the thugs thought that they would just have another victim. They could terrorize another family. Not in this case. And folks, I want to look at this through the lens of what's going on in our country today and how this affects you. Because here's the reality, folks, whether we want to deal with it or not, it's here. Crime is happening across our nation, violent crime, where thugs are not being held accountable. Two people trying to, at the front door, obviously, get into his house where his family, his children and wife, according to him, were. Now, what are some things we can learn? What are some lessons we can take away? Well, the first not so good thing that this guy does is he wasn't paying attention to what's behind him. In other words, there wasn't situational awareness. Let me challenge you, folks. When you're driving up to your home, if you have external cameras, check them. If not, pay attention. Notice unusual cars, people standing in places, because these two thugs were hiding, waiting to jump him. Now, what they didn't know was our man here was prepared. He had got a concealed carry permit. He had a weapon. I want you to think about how differently this may have played out had he not been prepared, had a weapon, was willing, able, and ready to defend his family. So, folks, let me encourage you. The negative side, maybe we need to pay more situationally aware attention, and we call it check your six in the military. Watch what's behind you. The second thing that didn't go so well is the first time he really dealt with them, they were up on him. They were in the space. Folks, if they wanted to kill him, they were at point blank range. And thank God, these two thugs, although there are many thugs out there that just enjoy killing people, these two thugs only wanted to rob him, take what was his. And who knows what kind of violence would have gone at inside of the house. Can you imagine the trauma to his children had they made it inside the house? Not in this case. So, folks, if we're paying attention, we certainly can have the ability to see them coming, and then we have a lot more time. Let's talk about the wins. He quickly decided to fight. He made that decision before he ever drew that he was going to fight. And he started the fight. This is masterful with a distraction, a hot cup of coffee. Folks, we train this all the time, both to companies and especially on the firing range. Action's quicker than reaction. In other words, people are constantly and analyzing. We call it OODA loop. They're analyzing their actions, bad guys and good guys. Unfortunately, many people that are victims, they analyze, get to the freeze portion, and that's what they do. Not in this case. In this case, this guy was able to outthink, throw that hot cup of coffee. And folks, I don't know, you know, any other better way to distract, because you get something coming towards your face, a hot cup of coffee, that'll rock your world. And that certainly threw him off balance. And that gave him the opportunity to draw very quickly and begin firing. And that fire caused two armed suspects to flee. They didn't expect that he was going to fight back. They didn't expect that he was trained. And when he drew his weapon, he quickly and immediately put that weapon into action. Now, he fired a lot of rounds, but this caused them to run. When you're being shot at up close and personal, it can cause you to run. The accuracy, I don't know, but it did what it was intended to do, which was make the thugs not be able to victimize anybody else. Folks, this is why training is so important. This guy had a concealed carry. I don't know how much training, watching the grip, watching how quickly he came out under stress. He did a good job. But we've got to train to the point where we understand the stress in advance. We understand training under stress, which is not the range. You go to the range, there's very little stress. You're shooting at a paper target. I jokingly, but seriously say I've been a firearms instructor for about 30 years. Paper targets never shot back. So what do I mean by stressful training? I mean having real instructors train you in use of force decision-making, getting your heart rate up, having you move, having you reload under pressure, deal with a weapon malfunction, all the things that can happen under stress. And the good news is with additional training, you become more and more comfortable with the weapon and more proficient using the weapon. And so in this case, the training he had was enough. He did some things at the end, maybe not the best idea, chasing him around the neighborhood, especially in the state of California, where you got to wonder what the courts are going to do. Clearly, he had the right to defend himself on his front porch from armed robbers, going after him, chasing him down. I'm not going to comment on that because that may or may not have been a wise legal and or tactical decision. So, folks, I hope that as you think through this incident, which literally happened, very recently, that you understand the big takeaways. This guy assumed his own security. This guy prepared to protect his family. This guy had developed skills that enabled him to, can you imagine, pause with me, what might have happened if those thugs got inside his house where his vulnerable wife and children were there. And so, folks, all I got to say is job well done. Now, listen to me. You hear me a lot on this channel. If you don't begin to take security measures to protect yourself in the direction this country's going, you could be a victim when you could be a victor. Let me say that again. Without training, it's likely you're going to be a victim. With training, preparation, and wisdom, it's likely you're going to be a victor. You get to choose, but it starts now. Hope this is helpful for you, folks. I'm going to keep pumping out these videos, these examples. I hope they're helpful. Please like, share, comment. I'm getting, shadow banned, but it's for a number of reasons. I love our country. I love our police. And I love people being able to defend themselves. I'm not sure that's very popular these days. But anyway, hope it's helpful. God bless you. And please stay safe out there. We'll be back next time.